Heavenly Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Last week we started talking about the 23rd Psalm, and we're gonna continue to work our way through that. We come up today to the passage, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul." We're talking here about God who does these things for us. In our first part, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," we see him as the shepherd, and we, again, I'll point out, we see ourselves as the sheep. Something I forgot to mention last week that I guess is pretty important to this and to this analogy is that this is one of the Psalms that was written by David. And if we remember from our Sunday school stories, back when David was a little boy, he was a shepherd. So he understands sheep. He understands what it is to be a shepherd. And as he calls the Lord his shepherd, he reminds himself that he is a sheep, and he reminds himself there also of the fact that sheep are not real bright. And I do need to correct something that I was saying last week about the fact that sheep do not get pushed from behind. You can't push a sheep somewhere. Sheep follow. Whether it's one of their own who is lost and wandering away, or hopefully the shepherd, sheep follow. And that's something we do sometimes, isn't it? I mean, we're supposed to be following Jesus, we're supposed to be following the shepherd, but sometimes we follow each other, and that's not always for the best. And the line, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures." You see, the reason sheep lie down, the reason sheep have to lie down, is because that's how they digest their food. If sheep are standing up, they're not going to digest food. They stand up to eat, and they can eat a lot, but they need to be taken to a pasture. And they actually even need to be shown sometimes what to eat. Over in Israel, there's a kind of a grass that's called goat grass or goat weed. Sheep will eat it, but it's poisonous. If a sheep eats this grass, they will die, and they're not smart enough to know that. They will actually eat the stuff and die. Now, the shepherd knows the difference, and the shepherd will show them where the good grass is, where the good pasture is. Other animals can eat this goat grass, but sheep can't. And sheep need to be comfortable. Sheep need to be relaxed, or they won't lie down, and they won't digest their food. Sheep are very skittish animals. They're easily frightened. They're easily worried. Anybody here worry? Ever? Anybody worried right now? We're people who worry sometimes. Sometimes we worry a lot. It's funny, I was reading in this about the fact of lying down in green pastures, and the idea of the fact that we need rest. And sometimes it's difficult for us to rest because, not only because we're so busy, but because we worry. Does anybody lie awake at night worrying about something? And there's nothing you can do about it in the middle of the night, but you're lying there and your mind is just going and going and going, and this thing worries you. Everybody has trouble sleeping at one point or another. But I was reading about the fact that it says about one out of every three people has chronic sleeping problems and don't get the rest that they need. There's all kinds of medication you can take to help you sleep, and there are all kinds of things you can do. It was kind of interesting. I'm reading this article on things that can help you to sleep. And one of the things it said to do is try a warm glass of milk with honey in it. And that can help calm your nerves and calm you down and soothe you a little bit. One of the things you can do is you're supposed to, close to bedtime, avoid caffeine, sugar, and alcohol. And then later in the article, it suggested trying alcohol. I don't know if you're supposed to avoid it or take it to help you sleep. But it was kind of interesting. One of the things, there were a lot of different things in this article. One of the things it suggested in the article was reading the 23rd Psalm to help calm you down, to help soothe your nerves. The fact of the matter is, sometimes we need to be made to lie down. Sometimes we just have to be made to. I know lately we've been very busy. Yeah. Robin and I have been very busy with all this running around, and I don't know how we find enough time in the day to get the things done that we need, because there's other things that we still need to do, and it's just not getting done, and we're running to and fro and here and there. And then a couple weeks ago, we were just both sick. I think sometimes we get sick to make us lie down. And that's kind of funny, because quite honestly, you know, one of my favorite times of the day is bedtime. I usually don't have trouble sleeping. I enjoy just curling up into bed and going to sleep. You know, I listen to soft music to help me fall asleep. It relaxes me. And I usually do a pretty good job of sleeping through the night. Although actually, I am one of those people who has a problem sleeping. I have sleep apnea, which causes me to snore quite loudly. And I'll start choking and wake up. And about 10 years ago, I went in for a sleep study. And what they did was they had me all wired up and are checking my breathing and checking my sleep patterns and everything. And then after you just sleep regularly for a while, they put you on this forced air. It's called a CPAP machine. I don't remember what it stands for, but it forces air into your lungs so that you breathe regularly. It's a steady flow of forced air. And the guy who was doing the study on me woke me up, and he said to me, you know, usually we let you sleep like that for about 4 hours, and then we put the machine on you and let you sleep for another 4 hours. But he only let me sleep for 1 hour, because in 60 minutes of sleep, I woke up 90 times. So I was not getting a whole minute of sleep at a time without waking up. I don't remember waking up, but he said I'd choke and gasp and wake up enough and fall back to sleep. But now I've got this machine. For 10 years now, I've been using this machine that's blowing air up my nose. I don't even snore anymore. Robin sleeps better too. So sometimes we are made to lie down. We are made to rest. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. So on the seventh day, God rested. And that's why we often take our Sunday to be our Sabbath day, our day of rest. And I know I've heard the stories about people would go home from church when they were kids and they just have to sit. You just have to sit. You were made to rest. But in today's busy culture, we sometimes don't even take the opportunity to do that. But here's something I never really thought about before. It says that on the seventh day, God rested. Do you think God needed to rest? Was he tired? He chose to rest. That's right. He didn't need to rest. He chose to. He decided to rest as an example to us. See, we are so busy and we work so hard and we get worn out. Anybody ever get worn out? I get worn out. Even Ruby gets worn out sometimes. He leads me beside quiet waters. As I said before, sheep get easily frightened. They're very skittish little animals. They're easily frightened, and sheep won't drink out of fast running water because they're afraid of it. They need still, quiet water. And they're afraid of the water for good reason. They can't swim. I told you years ago when I was working at a ranch, there was a sheep who had fallen into the creek and drowned in about that much water. It takes a lot of work to drown in a couple inches of water, but this sheep had somehow managed to do that. Like I say, they're not too bright. We need quiet. We need peace. We need rest. And as I said, David, who wrote this particular psalm, not only was he a shepherd when he was a boy, but eventually became the king of Israel. And he was known in history as the warrior king, among other things, the warrior king. During his reign, he was almost constantly at war. And at the time the 23rd Psalm was written, he was at war with a man named Absalom, who happened to be his own son. Now, in this time of war, it is difficult to find peace. It is difficult to find rest, particularly when you're at war with your own family, with your own child. You see, his son was interested in the throne, not in inheriting it someday down the line, but he was interested in having it then. It was hard for David to find peace. It was hard for him to find rest in this especially troublesome time of his life. In John chapter 4, verses 13 and 14, Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water that I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." I think this analogy really works. As God leads us to the quiet waters, I think it's not really a far stretch to say that the quiet waters could be Christ. As we seek him, we find him, and he brings us peace. There was a man who was very troubled and very worried, and he thought that the cure for his worry would be to find somebody to do his worrying for him. So he set out to hire a man to do all of his worrying so that he wouldn't have to worry himself. And he hired a young man who he thought was particularly good at worrying. And he said, "I'm going to pay you $200,000 a year to do all of my worrying for me." And the young man agreed to this. $200,000 a year, I'd say, is pretty good salary for worrying for somebody. And right after he accepted this position, he started thinking, and he looked to the man and he said to him, "You're going to pay me $200,000 a year to worry for you?" He said, "Yes, absolutely. Where are you going to get this $200,000 a year?" The man said, "That's the first thing you need to worry about." We have enough to worry about, don't we? One of the things that really brings me a lot of peace is this still water. The still water, thinking of the still water as Christ. Years ago, when I was planning to get into ministry, Pastor Tom decided to, one of the things I needed to do was attend more funerals. So he would take me with him to the funerals he was going to. And there was one day he called me and he said, "There's a funeral tomorrow morning I'd like you to attend." And he told me where it was, and he really didn't say a lot about it, but we got there. And the casket was about this big, the little white casket. A little girl had died. And I couldn't help but think, looking at that, that at the time, Ruby would have fit in it. And it really broke my heart. It made me think, and it gave me something new to worry about. But one of the things that Tom talked about in his message that day was when children go to heaven, that God gets off of his throne and sits in a rocking chair and holds them until they grow up. I always liked that image. That has always given me comfort. And in times in my life when I feel the most in need of comfort, I bring that image to mind of myself curled up in God's lap in his rocking chair. Still waters. I find peace there. He makes me lie down in that green pasture. I am brought to that point where that is what I need and that is what I seek. I remember when Ruby was very small, I really enjoyed putting her down for her naps. I'd wrap her up real tightly in a blanket so she couldn't move, and I'd just hold her really close and rock her to sleep. I made her sleep. My kung fu was better than your kung fu. And sometimes he makes us do that. He makes us lie down. He leads us beside quiet water. He restores our souls. This isn't talking about the salvation we have through Christ. It's talking about that deep down rest, that peace within our hearts that doesn't make any sense to anyone but us. Because through God and through Christ, we can experience that peace. We can just feel it as we feel his arms holding on to us, as we feel him holding us tightly, not letting us go, rocking us to sleep in his lap. As sheep, we need to be kept calm, and we need to be kept relaxed. We need to be at peace, and as followers of the shepherd, he can provide for us that peace. See, one of the things we need to remember in this psalm is it's not only a prayer, it's a statement of faith. When we say that he makes me to lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside quiet waters, he restores my soul, we need to mean that. It's not just something we're seeking, it's something that we're accepting. We need to lie down in the green pastures. We need to be beside the still waters. We need our souls restored. We need that rest. We need that peace. And He provides it for us. And we need to accept it. That part's up to us. The shepherd has his job. The sheep have their job as well. We need to accept what the shepherd offers us. We need to accept what He has to give us. But we're very nervous creatures and prone to worry. We need to be at ease with Him. Understand the fact that He has our best interest at heart. Accept that. And then we can relax. We can rest. We can digest our food. We can sleep peacefully through the night. Amen.
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
The benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And I think our good and final word for today is going to be peace. You know, we can't hire somebody to worry for us, but we can turn to God, who will take care of the things that we're worried about if we let Him. I know there have been times, I've been to some services where you write down the things that you're worried about and you throw them in the basket at the end and they get burned. So you don't have to worry about these things anymore. And then 6 months later, I'll go to another service and write the same thing down because I'm still worried about it. We're people that worry. Did you think about that thing you worry about? Do you feel better about it yet? Some yeses, some maybe nos. Let's pray right now and give those worries up. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are a worrisome people. We are skittish and frightened sheep. But we know, Lord, that You are our shepherd. You make us lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside still waters. You restore our souls. We say this in confidence and faith, not as a prayer, but as a statement of faith. We know, Lord, that You are looking out for what is best for us. You are looking out for us. You are taking care of us. And the things that we worry about, we don't need to worry about. Help us, Lord, to find peace in our time of worry. Help us to find comfort in You. Help us when we need You most to help us to remember that You are there, that You're already holding on to us, that we can find comfort in Your voice, that we can find peace. And if we need to curl up in Your lap, You are there for us. You are the still water that we can drink and never thirst again. We thank You, Lord, for being our Lord, for being our Savior, for being our Shepherd. Amen. Now, if you were worried, has it stopped? Hopefully it's eased up at least. But don't forget in your worry that He's there and He can take care of it and He can take that worry away from you, whatever it is. You just need to let Him. Sometimes that's the hard part, isn't it? This service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place in peace and hopefully without worry. Amen.